Alpha and Omega. Revelation chapter 22, verse 13. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. The Chi Rho. Matthew chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. He said to them, But who do you say that I am? Simon Peter replied, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. The fish. Matthew chapter 4, verse 19. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will make you fishers of men. The shepherd's staff. John chapter 10, verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The cross and the orb. 1 John chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we love God, but God loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Lota Chi. Philippians chapter 2, 9 through 11. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name. That is the name of Jesus. Every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth, under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The crown. Revelation chapter 11, verse 15. The seventh angel sounded his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven which said, The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign for ever and ever. IHS. Well, church, as we come to this one, one of my favorite ones, because it made me now understand what this meant, the IHS. I always thought, being a youngster in church and look up and see the paraments and the IHS, I always thought it meant in his service. And I now know that it is the first three letters in the Greek alphabet that is Jesus' name. So in Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.